Paloma, astronomically. Paloma, Paloma, how many feathers do you have? The boy shouts as he hurtles round and round, and when he sees a feather on the ground from some dove or paloma, he rockets straight for it, uncaring that his course may cross some object which has been there solid and stationary for centuries or years, or if it intersects the circumspect trajectories of the hypnotically bird-watching cats in their slow orbits around the fountains of the square, or else careers through people's jobs, paths, quests, or personal designs. He ricochets off walls and poles, trips over ankles, falls into holes, does twisted tangles with entangled maids, adjusts his balance, clinging on to shirts and braids, darts between books and eyes and mouths and pies, sprints off stretching his bright blue jumper's size to extra, 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 extra large, impaling it on some passing handlebars. Each feather bears a cost in mud and sweat, and his. All of a sudden, some black, slipperish thing on which he starts an asteroidal slide which would go on and on and take him shrieking out of sight, but that he bumps into a girl, quietly standing in her own little outer space. He pants, sitting on the ground. Paloma, how many feathers? And then Paloma, for it simply is her name, replies, distractedly, as if she had been pondering on the stars out in some distant galaxy and had just been called back to Earth. Oh, 22 or 23, she plucks a feather from his hair, which he had never noticed had been there. Oh, 23 or 24, she doesn't have to search for feathers, they come and look for her. Dispensing a brief gracious smile, she turns away celestially, and in the way she tilts her nose, extends her toes, tugs at her bows, in all her pose she shows she knows she'll always win this game, and she's not even trying.